Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parsha Shmini, by the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Beis, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, Elozer, and Nisomo, that although they are oinonim, a status of somebody who one of his seven close relatives died on the day of the death, even after the burial of the mace, and according to some, the night following that day, he also keeps his status of an oinen, even if the mace was buried, and an oinen is not allowed to eat kodshim. Nevertheless, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron, Elozer, and Nisomo, today is an exception, and you must eat the kodshim. Parenthetically, it should be pointed out that the guidelines of this halacha of oinen that I just told you, that an oinen may not eat kodshim on the day of the death, and according to some, including the night following that day, even if the mace was buried already, is different than the guidelines of the other halachos of an oinen that you may be familiar with, that an oinen is potur min ha-mitzvos and he doesn't make brachos. That is only applicable until the burial. Regarding those halachos of being potur min ha-mitzvos and not saying brachos, once the mace was buried, he is no longer an oinen. But regarding our halachos of oinen that we're going to discuss in this parasha, it has nothing to do with the burial. It's on the day of the death, and according to some, on the night following that day is also included in the status of oinen. As a hakdama to the following topic, let us remind ourselves of the korbonos that were brought today and which of them are meant to be eaten by the kohanim. At the beginning of the parasha, we had a list of 8 korbonos, 2 of Aaron HaKohen and 6 of the Bnei Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen brought an egel ben bokor lechatos and an ayil le'oilo. None of those are meant to be eaten, because the egel ben bokor lechatos, although it was a chatos chitzoino, nevertheless, this was an exception, and it is burnt michutz l'machane. And the ayil le'oilo, like any other oilo, is completely burnt on the mizbeach. And now to the 6 korbonos of the Bnei Yisrael. Seir izim lechatos, according to Rashi, this is a regular chatos chitzoino, which has to be eaten by the kohanim in the Azorah. Next we have an egel vocheves le'oilo, completely burnt on the mezbeach, none of it is eaten. Then we have a shor v'ay le'shlomim. Who are the bailim of the shlomim? The Bnei Yisrael. They eat the meat, and the chose v'shoik is eaten by the kohanim. And the last korban, mincha belula bashomen, after the kmitza, the rest of it has to be eaten by the kohanim in the Azorah. So to sum up, of this list of korbonos, what has to be eaten by the kohanim, the seir izim lechatos, and the chose v'shoik of the shor v'ay l'shlomim, and the mincha belula bashomen. But Rabbi, besides for these korbonos, there's a whole list of other korbonos also brought today, because today is Rosh Chodesh. And the Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchos, although that was said at the end of the 40 years of Am Yisrael in the desert, and now we're holding at the beginning, nevertheless, Chazal say that they did bring these korbanos today. We laid it on Rosh Chodesh, and we say it in Musav of Rosh Chodesh. And they are 2 Purim, 1 Ayil, and 7 Kvosim. All those are oilois completely burnt on the Mizbeach. But there's another korban. There's a Seir Izim Lechatos brought on Rosh Chodesh, which is a chatos chitzoino, and eaten by the kohanim. And that was also brought today, by Hibayim HaShmini, in the inauguration of the Mishkan. It's also Rosh Chodesh. So let us keep track of a second Seir Izim Lechatos that was brought and must be eaten. But Rabbi Sai, there's another list of korbanos brought today. The Torah Kedusha tells us in Parshas Nosoi that the Nesim brought korbonos in honor of the inauguration of the Mishkan, from Aleph through Yud Beis Nisan, each Nosi on his day. And today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the turn of Nachshon ben Aminodov Lemata Yehuda. And the Torah in Parshas Nosoi tells us a whole list of korbonos. What's relevant to us in our topic right now are 2 korbonos. He also brought a Seir Izim Lechatos, which is a Chatos Chitzoino and must be eaten by the Kohanim in Azorah. And Nachshon ben Aminodov also brought a mincha belula bashomen, besides for the mincha we mentioned above. So now let us sum up. what animals, what korbanos must be eaten by the kahanim? We now have three se'irei izim lechatos, one special to the shmini lemiluim, a second seir izim lechatos of Rosh Chodesh, and a third seir izim lechatos of Nachshon ben Aminadov. Besides for that, we have two menachos, the one mincha mentioned at the beginning of the parasha, special for the shmini lemiluim, and the mincha of Nachshon ben Aminadov, and the chozev v'shoik of the shlomim. Both of them, shoir v'ail. With that akdama in mind, let us begin b'siyata d'shmaya, the fourth topic, perek yud, posuk yud beis. Vaydaber Moshe el Aharon ve'el Elazar ve'el Isamar banav anoisorim kechu es amincho hanoiseres meishe yadoinoi v'ichlu hamatzois eitzel hamizbeach ki kodesh kodoshim hi. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon, Elazar and Isamar, his two sons left over after Nadav and Avihu died, that although you are oinenim and an oinen may not eat kodshim, but today's an exception. Kichu es hamincho hanoiseres meishe Hashem, referring to both minachos, the mincha of the shmini lemiloim and the mincha of Nachshon ben Aminadov. Take the leftovers after you did the kmitza and put it on the fire of the mizbeach, and bake it into matzois and eat it next to the mizbeach, namely in the azora, because these minachos are kodshe kadoshim, and only you could eat it, and only in the azora. ואכלתם מויסו במקום קדוש, כי חוקך וחוק בונך הוא מאישי אדוני, כי כן צווייסי. And you should eat it in a holy place, namely in the Azorah, because these menachos are designated as a portion for you, Aaron, and your sons, Elazar v'Isamar, from the fires of Hashem. This is what I was commanded, even though your oinonim may sound strange, but this is what Hashem told me. Says Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis, Hanoisorim min ha-miso, left over from the death. The connotation of Hanoisorim sounds like that they were also supposed to die, but they were left over, they were spared. Melamed sha'af aleim niknas ha-miso al avoyno egel. Really, Elazar v'Isamar were supposed to die because of Aaron's portion in the Chet Ha'egel. U'shenemar Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, when the Torah recaps the story of Chet Ha'egel and it says, Hashem was very angry with Aaron, so much so he wanted to destroy him. This word hashmoda specifically refers to elokilui bonim, to when children die. Shenemar aposek in Omois, regarding Hashem destroying the Emoiri, the goyim that were here in Eretz Yisrael before we came. V'ashmid pir yoy mimal, I destroyed their fruits, namely their children. Utfilosoi shel Moshe bitlo mechto. Moshe Rabbeinu daven and was mevatel half of the gzeiro. Shenemar v'espalel gam be'ad Aharon bo'isahi, and he accomplished partially that Elazar and Isamar were spared. Kichu es hamincho af al pi she'atem oinenim ve'kodshim asurim lo'oinen. Today's an exception. Es hamincho, this refers to two menachos. Zu mincha shmini u'mincha snachshon. V'ichlu ha'matzos. Frekt Rashi, matam od lo'imar. What's the chiddush? Of course you have to bake a mincha in tamatzos. We saw that above in Parshas Tzav, that the leftovers of a mincha must be baked in tamatzos and may not be baked into chometz. And for Rashi, lefi she minchas tzibur mincha shor, this minchas, the mincha of the miluim, is a minchas tzibur, a one in the history event that we have a mincha of a tzibur. A mincha in a tzibur, vein kayoyse veladoyris, we never find such a thing. So how would I know that this also must be baked into matzois? That's where the Torah has to specify. It does have the din of other minchas yochid and has to be baked as matzois and not chometz. Rashi posted Yud Gimel, the chok bonecho, ein lebonois chok bekodshim. The female kohanim do not have a right to eat kodshim. Kodshi kodoshim. We'll soon see that the chozev v'shoik, kodshim kalim, they do have a right to eat it. Kichein tzuveisi, ba'aninus yoichluho, even though you're oinonim, you must eat these kodshim. Posuk yud dalet ve'eis, chazei atenufo ve'eis, shoik atrumo, toichlu b'makoyim tohoi rato, uvonecho uvnoisecho itoch, ki chokcho v'chok bonecho nitenu mizivchei shalmei b'nei Yisrael. And the chozev v'shoik, the chest of the both shlomim, the shoyv o'ail, and the shoik, the back right leg of both of them, Hatnufa v'atruma. Rashi says both are referring to both. Tnufa means to wave it forwards and backwards, to all four directions. Truma means to raise it up and down. You had to do both by both. Why the Torah splits it, Rashi says he doesn't know. But the chozev v'shoik, toichlu b'mokim toil, you have to eat it in a toil place. Rashi will ask, obviously, and the mincha above was not eaten in a toil place. And Rashi will answer. But here's the chiddush of a chozev v'shoik. A chozev v'shoik, unlike a mincha, ato uvonecha uvnoisecha itoch. You could share it with your daughters and wives. Ki chokcho v'chok bonecho nitenu. Sounds like a stira. A second ago you told me b'nei-secha. Now you're telling me only no. Chokcho v'chok bonecho. The answer is that the word choik means a portion. Although the bonos have a right to eat it, you could share it with them. But when you divide it into portions, they're not included in the division. The division is only among the male kohanim. Miziv Cheshama b'nei Yisrael, all Shlomim have the same status that the Kohanim get, the Chozev HaShoik, and the female Kohanim are allowed to partake in its eating. Posuk Tezvo v'shoik ha-terumo v'chazei ha-tenufo Ali she'ach ha-lovim yovi'u lo niv-tenufo lifnei adonoi v'hoyo lecho ulovonecho itecho lecho koilom kasher tzivu adonoi. The shoik of the tumah and the chaz of the trufa. The Torah reverses its order over here. Then in Pasuk Gedalid, I don't know why. And here also, tumah is attributed to the shoik, and the tnufa is attributed to the chazet. But Rashi says they did both by both. And how did they do the tnufa? They did it al ishei halovim, on the halovim meant to go on the fires of the mizbeach. The Kohen holds the halovim on bottom, and the chaz of the shoik on top. And that's how he does tnufa in front of Hashem. And then, after they're makter the chalovim, the chaz of Ashoik is meant for you and your children forever, as Hashem has commanded. And although anoinin is also bekochim, today is an exception. Says Rashi posuk Gedalit, ve'ez chazei tnufa shel shal mitzibu, the chaz of Ashoik of the shoil v'ay toichlu b'mokim tohoil, frekt Rashi, v'chiyas harishoinim ochlu b'mokim tomei, what the menochos they ate in the tummy place? Elo the teretz is orishoyinim the menochos shem kodesh kodoshim who's gekoach ilos and mabogim kodosh in a holy place, namely in the azora. Avol elu chozev v'shoik ain't tzrichim toichakloim, does not have to be eaten in the azora. Avol tzrichim em liochel b'toich machane Yisrael shu tohor milikonesh ometzeroim. It does have some limitation. It must be eaten in the machane Yisrael, not outside. Why is it called Tohor? Because a Metzora may not enter a Machane Yisrael. Mikan, this is where we learn out. Shekotchim Kalim, Necholim Echoloil. In the base of Migdosh in Yerushalayim, Kotchim Kalim, Chozev v'Shoik, for instance, could be eaten in the entire city, the Mokim Tohor, where Metzoroim are not allowed to enter. Ato Uvonecho Uvnoisecho. Rashi is going to address the Stira. First, it tells me, you and your daughters. And then it tells me, Chok Chov Chok Bonecho, says Rashi. Ato uvonecho bechelek. You and your sons divide it into portions. Avol b'neisecho loy bechelek. They don't get a portion. Avol im titnu lohem atonois. If you give them a gift, Rashoi sein lechol b'chozev v'shoik. Oy einoy elo afa bonis bechelek. Maybe the female kohanim should also get a portion. The chok means a portion. Chok labonim vein chok labonois. Rashi posuk tesvov. Shoik atrumo v'chazei atnufa. Lo shoin asher hunaf v'asher hurom. That's how you do tnufa. Tnufa is moilich umevi, forwards and backwards, four directions. Trumo is malam oirid, up and down. V'lomo chilkon akosu v'trumo v'shoik v'tnufa b'choze. Lo yodanu, I don't know. Sheshneim barom v'anofa. Both of them, you have to do both. Why Rashi says it over here in Posuk Tezvov and not above in Posuk Gedalid, ain't no idea. Al ishe hachalovim, says Rashi, kemoi al chel v'yoishim. As if it said, you put it on the chalovim, which are meant to go on the fires. Mikan shehachalovim lemato b'shas tnufo. This teaches us that when you do tnufo, the chalovim are directly on the kohen's hands, and on top of it are the chozev v'shoik. A different order that we saw above in Perek Tes, Posuk Chof. Over there it says, Vayasimu es achalovim al hechozois. Because over there it was Vayakter achalov amizbecho. by the Haktorah, the order is reversed. V'yishuv ha-mikrois, sh'loi k'chishu le'zeh, to answer the stiras in Psukim, between these two Psukim and also the Psukim in Parshas Tzav, which first introduced us to the Tnufa of the Chos of Ashoik, Kvapirashti Shloshton, Betzavis Haroin, and that's the Teretz. By the Shas Tnufa, Chalovim are below, Chos of Ashoik on top. B'Shas Haktoro, it's the reverse. Pozuk Tezayin Ve'eis, Si'ira Chatos, Doroish Dorash Moshe, Ve'inei Sirof, Ve'inkzoif, Al Elozor, Ve'alisamor, Benei Aharoin, And then Moshe Rabbeinu noticed that of the three Seirei Chatos brought today, one of them is missing. And Rashi will tell us now and prove it later on, this is referring to the Seirei Chatos of Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu demands an explanation. What happened to it? And it turns out that it was burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Elozor and Nisomor and he's angry with them. The truth is he's angry with Aaron equally. But out of respect to Aaron, he talks to his sons. And he says, what's going on over here? Leimoir, give me an answer. What happened? Says Rashi, Seir HaChatos, this is referring to the Seir Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Rashi will prove it later on how he knows that. There were three goats brought for Echatos on that day. Seir Izim, of Shmini Lemiloyim, we saw at the beginning of the parasha. V'seir Nachshoin, in Parshas Nosoi. V'seir Rosh Chodesh, from Parshas Pinchos. U'mikulon le'nisraf Elozeh. From all those three Chatois, only one of them, namely the Seir Rosh Chodesh, was burnt. Why was it burnt? Rashi brings down a machloikes. The meat became tomei, and kotchev that became tomei, you're not allowed to eat, as we saw above in Parshas Tzav. And therefore they burnt it. It was burnt because Aaron and his sons are oinanim, and oinanim may not eat kotchim. Aye, we just learned. Moshe Rabbeinu told them today is an exception. And although they're oinanim, they must eat kotchim. The Teretz says this is an exception to the exception. Lefishu kotchei doirois. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is nothing unique about today. It's not a once-in-a-history event like the korbonos of the Shmini Lemiluim or like the korbonos of Nachshon Aminodov. This is a regular Rosh Chodesh. Aval bekotchei shor, indeed on the other two seirim, which is a unique event. And similarly to the Menachos and the Chos of Ashoik of the Shalmi Tzibul, there's some Chol Moshe. Shom Alohim b'mincha v'ichlu ha-matzos. Of course, that they listened to Moshe. Then Moshe told them regarding the Menachos to eat it, and regarding the Chos of Ashoik, and who adin, the two Seirim, they must eat, and they did eat it. Keep in mind that although Rashi now brought down a machloikis as to why the Seir Chatzos of Rosh Chodesh was burnt, whether mipnei atuma, whether mipnei aninus, throughout the rest of the topic, Rashi is going to go with the second opinion, mipnei aninus, except for one place, and we'll point it out when we get there. Doroish dorash, Moshe demanded an answer, but why twice? Shtei drishois, mipnei ma nisrav ze, why was this one burnt? And if you'll tell me it was burnt because we're oinanim and we can't eat it, Mipnei ma nechlu elu. The second question is that how come you ate the other ones? Mimonavshach. If you held that I was wrong by telling you that you're oinanim and nevertheless you must eat it, so you should have burnt both, all of them. And if I'm right, then how come the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt? At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu did not realize that there is a difference between kotchei sho'o, a once-in-a-history event, korbonos, and kotchei doirois, regular korbonos that are brought on every Rosh Chodesh. Really, he's equally angry at Aaron, but out of respect for his older brother Aaron, he turns his face and he gets angry at the sons, Elozor and Nisomor. In Yiddish, there's a phrase that goes, Meretzu de tochter umemein te shnu. You're speaking to your daughter, but you really mean your daughter-in-law. Don't try it at home. Leimoir, Omar Lohem, Hashivuni, Al Dvorai, give me an answer. And the following three psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come up with three limud schus, three possible reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu can think of why indeed the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt. And all of them were negated, which leaves Moshe Rabbeinu with a question. Why was the Seir Rosh Chodesh burnt? Posuk Yud Zayin Madu Alo Yachaltem Esachatot B'mikoy Ma'koidesh Ki Koidesh Kodoshim Hi Ve'oisoh Nosan Lochem Nosei Sezavoin Hoido Lechapir Alihem Lifnei Adonoi. Why did you not eat the Seir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh in Azorah? Now that's a very strange way to phrase the question, because that sounds like that they did eat it, but not in Azorah. What Moshe Rabbeinu means to ask is, why didn't you eat it, period? So why does he add the words, Bimkoy Makoidesh? Which is misleading. It makes us think that the question is, how come you didn't eat it in the Azorah, as if they ate it outside the Azorah, when really they did not eat it at all? Rashi will answer that question, and it's in these words, Bimkoy Makoidesh, that was the Limud Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu trying to figure out, why was it burnt? We'll see Rashi. Ki kodesh kodoshim et kodesh kodoshim, which is meant for you to be eaten in Azorah. Ve'oiso nosan lochem nosos avoinoido lechapir aleim lifnei Hashem. These are the words that Rashi will prove from, that we're talking about the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Because the other two Seirim, the Seir of Shmini Lemiluim and the Seir of Nachshon Ben Aminodov, are not coming for a specific kapora, a general kapora of the inauguration day of the Mishkan. Mashenkin, the Seir Rosh Chodesh comes for Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodoshov. If somebody forgot that he's Tomei and ate Kodshim or entered the Beis HaMikdosh, that's called Lo Seis HaZavoy Noido Lechapir Aleim. How come you didn't eat it? Their kapora is dependent on you eating it. Says Rashi, Madu Alo Yachalta V'Zachadosh Bimkoy Makodesh. Fret Rashi, V'Chichutz LaKodesh Ochluho. As if to imply that they did eat it outside the Azorah. But that's not what happened. V'loi sofuah, they burnt it. U'mau oima b'mekoy ma'koidesh. Elo zok Rashi oma lohem. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's limud zchus. Shemo chutz lakloim yotzo v'nifselo, ki koidesh kodoshim hu, v'nifselim b'yoytzei. Moshe Rabbeinu is suggesting maybe what happened was that it left the Azorah, the meat of the Seir Rosh Chodesh left the Azorah, and being that it's kodshe kodoshim, as the Pasuk says, koidesh kodoshim hu, and being that it's Kodesh Kodoshim, it's Nifsal B'yoytzei, it becomes posel, and that's why it was burnt. Ve'im Omguloi Lav, no, that's not what happened, Moshe Rabbeinu. Om Alohem, if that's the case, Hoi Lubomokum HaKodesh Hoiso, so if that's not what happened, Madu Alei Achaltam Hoiso, how come you didn't eat it? Ve'oiso Nosanachem Loso Yisus Avoinoido, Sheker Anim Oichlim Abayli Miskaprim. The way Kobonos work is, when the Kehanim eat it, the Bailim get a kaporo. This Pasuk teaches us that the Veseir Achados Dorash Dorash Moshe Veinei Soirov and Pasuk Design is referring to the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Shumechaper Alavoin Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodoshov, because the other two Seir Eizim, Shechatos Shmini V'Chatos Nachshoin, Loi LeKaporobo, not for a specific Kaporo, more a general Kaporo. Pasuk Yud Ches, a second Limud Zchus, Moshe Rabbeinu is suggesting why it was burnt. Hein lo yuvo es domo ela kuidesh penimo ochoil toichlu oiso makuidesh kashal tziveisi. We learned to pav and parshas tzav, the way Rashi learned the posuk, that any chatos chitzoino, or for that matter any korban, that its dam is meant to go outside on the mizbeach chitzoin, and it was brought into the mishkan, into the heichol, illegally, That bringing in the dam passels the korban. Moshe Rabbeinu is suggesting maybe that's what happened. It's a chatos chitzoino. Maybe somebody by mistake brought the dam inside, and that's why it became possible, and that's why it was burnt. And when that became clear to Moshe that that's not what happened, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Telozor Nitzomo, Hein lo yuhuvo es domo la kodesh pnimo. The dam was not brought inside the mishkan. So, Oichol Toichlu Oisav HaKodesh, literally translated, you should eat it. But that's too late for that now. It's burnt already. Rather, what it means is, you should have eaten it, as I commanded you to eat it, even though you're Oinonim, because today's an exception. Says Rashi, Ein Lo Yehuvo, She'ilu huva, if it was brought inside, ho'ilachem l'sofa, that would make sense that you burnt it. Kama she'nemar, posuk in Parshat Tzav, according to Rashi, v'chol chatos asher yuva midoma l'kodesh pnimo, lo'isi ochel, bo'is tisroifu. Ochol to'ichlu o'isa, doesn't mean you should eat it, now it's too late, it's burnt. Rather, ho'ilachem l'o'ichlo, you should have eaten it, afal pishat amoininim. Kashot tzivei'isi lochem b'mincho, I told you regarding the mincho, and you're meant to understand, who had in all the kodshim, what's the difference? If today's an exception, it's an exception for all karbonos. Posukutes, a third limutzchus, that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to figure out why this chatos was burnt. Vaidaber Aharon el Moshe, hein hayoim, hikrivu es chatosom vezoilosom lifnei Adonai, vatikrenoi siko eile vochalti chatos hayoim, hayita ave beinei Adonai. And Aharon answers back Moshe. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Elozov and Isomo, why didn't they answer back? Rashi would tell us for two reasons. Number one, that would be a lack of derech eretz for the son to speak up in the presence of their father. And number two, a lack of derech eretz for a Talmud to answer back his Rebbe, and therefore Aharon steps in and answers for them. And really for himself. Because this question, although not asked to Aharon directly, but it is directed at him also. The next phrase is a hard phrase. Hein hayoyim mikrivu es chatosom v'esoylosom lefnei Hashem. What does Aharon mean to say by that? And Rashi says, we're missing a part of this conversation over here. You have to insert over here that Moshe Rabbeinu came up with a third limutzchus. And Moshe suggests, could it be that Elozor and Isomo were Zerik the Dam while they were oinenim? And we know that an oinen that's makar of a korban passels the korban. Maybe that's what happened? To which Aharon answers back, Hein hayoim hikrivu es chatosom v'esoylosom lifnei Hashem. The word hein, as if it said it with a mem at the end, not a nun, as a mem. What do you think, Moshe? You think they brought their korbanos today? And if they're oinanim, they would passel it? They didn't bring it. Today's my day. I was the one that did the avoidos on all the korbanos. And I'm a kohen godoil. A kohen godoil that was makrav as an oinen doesn't passel the korbanos. Although regarding eating kodshim, a kohen godol oinen may not eat kodshim, but regarding being makrav the korbanos, a kohen godol may be makrav as an oinen. So there goes that limutzchus also. I did it, and therefore that's not the reason it was burnt. Rather, says Aharon to Moshe, let me tell you the reason it was burnt. Because vatikren oisi koile, this happened to me. My two sons died, and even if it would not have been my two sons, any one of my seven relatives that died would have made me into an oinen. V'ochalti chatos hayoim, if I were to have eaten this chatos today, hayita beni Hashem, would that have been good in Hashem's eyes? An oinen is also to eat kodshim. Aye, you told us today's an exception. Yeah, that makes sense by kodshei shor, the unique korbanos of today, once in a history event. But a regular korban chatos of Rosh Chodesh, that's not unique to today. There's no heter that an oinen should eat that. Says Rashi, v'yedaber Aharon, in loshen dibur, loshen az, he's speaking harshly. Shenema v'yedaber ha'om. Frank Rashi, what is Aharon doing answering the question over here? Efshel Moshe kotzaf al elozov al isomo v'Aharon medaber. How's Aharon, how did Aharon come in over here? The reason is because it's out of kovod. Elozov Isomo did not answer back. Omru, Elozov Isomo said, Einu bedin shi avinu yoshev onu medabrin lefono. It's not derech eretz. Our father's sitting and we're speaking in front of him. And veinu bedin shi talmin meishav esrabu, that a talmin should answer back his rebbe. Yochel mipnei shelo yehoya belozov lehoshiv. You may think maybe they're not talmidei chachamim, and they didn't think of the svara. Elozo was not, didn't have what to answer. Talmud lo yimar later in Parshas Matos, we see Elozo knows very well the halachos. Vayomer Elozo hakohen el anshei hatzava, over there regarding the halachos of hechshar kelim, we see Elozo knows how to talk when he needs to. Hari kesherotzo diber lifnei Moshe v'lifnei hanasim. Zumotzosi b'sifri shel ponim sheni. So that's not the reason he didn't speak up, rather out of kovod to his father and uncle. Hein hayoy mikrivu, frekt Rashi, mahu oimel. What is this phrase saying? Elo, we're missing a sentence over here. Omalo em Moshe, Maybe you, a loss of Isomo, were Zerik the dam, and you're Machalal the Korbon. And therefore, that's not the reason it became possible. Even if they were not to be my sons, that a regular kohen could become tomei to, namely a father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Rashi's being medayek the word koele, but I'm not sure what the pasuk wants. What is the stress of the pasuk? Even if it would not have been my two sons, it would have been somebody else. I'm not sure what the stress is. If I would have eaten it, not if I will eat it, because it's too late for that, it's burnt already. If I would have eaten it, what does the pasuk want with this word? Aaron should have simply said, says Rashi a diuk. If I eat it today, will that be good in the eyes of Hashem? Avol aninus lailo mutor. But if I wait till tonight, then that by night I'm allowed to eat kodshim. I mentioned in the Akdoma that there's a machloikis. If the night following the day is also included in the status of aninus, over here Rashi tells us that opinion, that yoim is osur and night is motor. Shein oinen elo yoim kvura, the day of the burial, not the night afterwards. And although I'm not a mind reader, but I can guess what's going through your head this very second. One second. If aninus lailo is mutter, so why was it burnt? They should have saved it to tonight, and then they'll be able to eat the Seirosh Chodesh. That is an excellent question. And the answer is that this Rashi is the only Rashi throughout that's going with the first opinion he mentioned at the beginning of the sugyo, that the korban was burnt not mishum aninus, because mishum aninus we have a solution, wait till tonight. Rather, it was burnt mishum tuma, because they were waiting around till tonight. In the meantime, it became tomei. Why did Rashi, in the middle of the topic, switch and went according to the other man d'omar? I don't know. Especially since the very next Rashi goes back with the man d'omar he's going with all along. That was mipnei aninus nisafo. Hayita b'nei Hashem im shamato b'kodshei shor ein lecha lahokel b'kodshei doyrois. Aaron is answering back. The halacha you heard that today's an exception is only b'kodshei shor in the once in a history korbonois, but not in the regular korbonois that go on forever like Osirosh Chodesh. That's going with the man d'omar mipnei aninus nisafo. According to man d'omar mipnei tumo nisafo, there is no chilik between kodshei shor and kodshei doyrois. That's not the sugya at all. So why did Rashi in the previous Rashi all of a sudden switch to the Oman Omar mipnei tumo nisrefo? I don't have an answer to that question, but I will tell you, according to Man Omar mipnei aninus nisrefo, how does he learn v'okhalti chatos hayoim? How is he medayik that word hayoim? The Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Alef says, he learns v'ochalti chatos hayoim, if I would have eaten the day chatos, namely the chatos that is meant for Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh chatos, hayita b'nei Hashem, would that have been good in the eyes of Hashem? Not as to day as opposed to night, rather the daily chatos, the korban Rosh Chodesh. But if for some reason on this word hayoim, Rashi chose to go with other man d'omar, I don't know why. Posuk Chof, Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Beinov. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Aaron's Svara, Aaron's Chiluk, and he liked it and made sense, and he admitted that indeed he taka heard that from Hashem, but he forgot. Says Rashi, Vayitav Beinov, Hoido Veloi Boish, Loima Loi Shomati, Elo Omar Shomati Veshachachti. He admitted he was Moide Alo Emes, one of the Memches Kinyone Toiro. And he was not embarrassed to get out of it by saying, oh, I didn't hear. No, I heard and I forgot. Adkan, the fourth topic of Parsha Shmini, ending off the events of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shmini Lemiluim, until we get back to it in Parsha Nosoi, when we'll revisit this day in a different context, the context of the Korbonos of the Nesiim.